If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story for Jeff Bezos. If you want to make a bunch of money, you want to become a rich guy, I've got an idea for you.
Oh, he's art. Okay. I have a secret for you, but I'll tell you. Yep.
Yeah. I've got a story of a real idiot.
Oh, it is stupendously stupid stories. So yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story comes out of Texas.
You don't
I almost don't know where to begin with this. So a woman's home was burglarized.
Burgled. Somebody burgled my home.
She called the police and she posted pictures of the thief from like her cameras and such.
Oh, nice.
On a community Facebook page. And she wrote, "Anyone know who this trash is robbing my house when I'm out of town? All that is mine, even the bike of all the stuff that the burglar, who was a woman, by the way, I feel like it's pretty rare, was taken.
Okay.
It is rare.
Okay.
It is. Most, I feel like most crimes are committed by men.
Of course.
I feel like most like robberies.
This is a step forward.
Equality.
You guys are finally catching up. Welcome.
So here's the issue and why I said a real idiot is that the thief saw the post.
Nope.
Oh, no.
And did not like being called trash.
Shut.
She apparently responded saying, "People need to mind their own business. This woman called me trash in her Facebook post just because I broke into her house and stole some
stuff. She said this?
She don't even know me, but thinks it's okay to call me trash."
When you post on Facebook, your username is on there, correct?
Yeah, her name is Misty
Cape. People need to mind their business. Lock up your bikes,
she don't
otherwise
even
people
know
are gonna
me.
Oh my God.
And,
I can't.
She's wanted for theft of property valued between $2,500 and $30,000.
And the police know who she is because she posted.
Yeah.
You guys are catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
My story is out of India.
Not right.
Florida.
Who's
not
got
Florida.
The courage?
Nope.
There was a notorious package thief who got caught. So what happened to him is he stole a package, as he was known to do.
Okay.
He got it home when all of a sudden the package started making a lot of noise and kind of shaking and going, what's going on? Like a loud noise.
Oh.
He couldn't turn it off. What happened was the homeowner put a tracking device in a package and set it out there as a trap.
Oh, with a bunch of noisemakers or something.
So once they said, "Oh, that package is stolen," they activated the tracking device, which then started all the noise.
No.
And
I love this.
He's trying to dismantle it, get it to stop making noise, as police just calmly drove over, knocked on the door.
Oh.
They can hear the noise coming out of there. Said, "Excuse me, sir."
Oh, my God.
We found you.
This is awesome.
Every package
can
have some sort of
little noisemaker inside.
Tracking device.
Yeah, I like it.
It's $2.99
extra.
It's $2.99 extra. Wow. Okay, I'll go.
Like it. Those were all the stupid people and women you could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.